The History of the Peloponnesian War by Thucydides. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The History of the Peloponnesian War is a book written by Thucydides, an Athenian historian, in the 5th century BC. It is an account of the war between the Peloponnesian League, led by Sparta, and the Delian League, led by Athens. The war lasted for 27 years, from 431 to 404 BC, and was one of the most destructive wars in ancient Greek history. Thucydides wrote the book as an objective and impartial account of the war, and it is considered one of the earliest works of scientific history. The book begins with an introduction to the causes of the war, which Thucydides attributes to the growth of Athenian power and the fear it caused in Sparta. He then goes on to describe the events of the war in detail, from the initial invasion of Attica by the Spartans in 431 BC to the end of the war in 404 BC. He describes the various battles and sieges, as well as the diplomatic negotiations between the two sides. He also includes speeches by various leaders, which provide insight into the motivations and strategies of the warring sides. The book ends with an epilogue in which Thucydides reflects on the lessons of the war. He argues that the war was caused by the growth of Athenian power and the fear it caused in Sparta, and that it was ultimately a war of ambition rather than justice. He also argues that the war was ultimately a tragedy for both sides, as it resulted in the destruction of both Athens and Sparta. The History of the Peloponnesian War is an important work of ancient history, and it has had a lasting influence on the study of war and politics. It is considered one of the earliest works of scientific history, and it is still studied and discussed today. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Peloponnesian War was a conflict between Athens and Sparta that lasted from 431 to 404 BC. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was a long and devastating conflict between the two major Greek city-states of Athens and Sparta, lasting from 431 to 404 BC. It was a major event in the history of ancient Greece. The Peloponnesian War was a long and devastating conflict between the two major Greek city-states of Athens and Sparta, lasting from 431 to 404 BC. It was a major event in the history of ancient Greece, and its effects were felt throughout the Mediterranean world. The war began when Sparta, fearful of the growing power of Athens, declared war on the city-state. The war was fought on land and sea, with both sides engaging in a series of campaigns and battles. The war ended with the defeat of Athens and the establishment of a Spartan-dominated Peloponnesian League. The war had a profound impact on the Greek world. It weakened the power of Athens and allowed Sparta to become the dominant power in the region. It also led to the rise of Macedon, which would eventually become the dominant power in the region. The war also had a major impact on the culture and society of ancient Greece, with the rise of democracy in Athens and the decline of the traditional aristocratic system in Sparta. The war also had a major impact on the economy of ancient Greece. The war caused a disruption in trade and commerce, leading to a decline in the wealth of both Athens and Sparta. It also led to a decline in the population of both cities, as many people were killed or displaced during the war. The war also caused a decline in the production of goods, leading to a decrease in the standard of living for many Greeks. The Peloponnesian War was a major event in the history of ancient Greece, and its effects were felt throughout the Mediterranean world. It weakened the power of Athens and allowed Sparta to become the dominant power in the region. It also led to the rise of Macedon, which would eventually become the dominant power in the region. The war also had a major impact on the culture and society of ancient Greece, with the rise of democracy in Athens and the decline of the traditional aristocratic system in Sparta. It also had a major impact on the economy of ancient Greece, leading to a decline in the wealth of both Athens and Sparta, as well as a decrease in the standard of living for many Greeks. Main idea number 2. The war was caused by a combination of factors, including the rise of Athenian power, Spartan fear of Athenian expansion, and the refusal of both sides to compromise. Idea summary: The Peloponnesian War was caused by a combination of factors, including the rise of Athenian power, Spartan fear of Athenian expansion, and the refusal of both sides to compromise. This led to a long and devastating conflict between the two major Greek city-states. The Peloponnesian War was caused by a combination of factors. The rise of Athenian power was a major factor in the conflict, as the Athenians had become a major power in the region and were seen as a threat by the Spartans. Spartan fear of Athenian expansion was also a major factor, as the Spartans were determined to prevent the Athenians from gaining more power. Finally, the refusal of both sides to compromise was a major factor in the war, as neither side was willing to back down from their positions. The result of these factors was a long and devastating conflict between the two major Greek city-states. The war lasted for 27 years and resulted in the destruction of many cities and the death of thousands of people. It also had a major impact on the political and economic landscape of the region, as the war weakened both sides and allowed other powers to gain influence. The Peloponnesian War was a major event in the history of the ancient world, and its causes and consequences are still studied today. Thucydides' book The History of the Peloponnesian War is a major source of information on the conflict, and it provides an in-depth look at the causes and effects of the war. Main idea number 3. The war was fought on land and sea, with both sides using a variety of tactics and strategies. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was fought on land and sea, with both sides using a variety of tactics and strategies. This included naval battles, sieges, and raids, as well as diplomatic and political maneuvering. The Peloponnesian War was fought on land and sea, with both sides using a variety of tactics and strategies. Naval battles were a major part of the war, with both sides using their fleets to gain an advantage. Sieges were also used, with the Spartans and Athenians both attempting to take control of cities and fortifications. Raids were also employed, with both sides launching surprise attacks on enemy territory. Diplomatic and political maneuvering was also used, with both sides attempting to gain allies and influence the course of the war. The war was fought with a variety of weapons, including spears, swords, and bows. Both sides also used siege engines, such as catapults and battering rams, to break through enemy fortifications. Naval battles were fought with ships equipped with rams and other weapons, as well as with archers and marines. The war also saw the use of new tactics, such as the use of light infantry and cavalry. The war was a long and bloody conflict, with both sides suffering heavy losses. In the end, the Spartans emerged victorious, but the war had a lasting impact on both sides. The war had a profound effect on the political and social structure of the Greek world, and it is still studied today as a classic example of a conflict between two powerful states. Main idea number 4. The war had a major impact on the Greek world, leading to the decline of Athens and the rise of Sparta. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War had a major impact on the Greek world, leading to the decline of Athens and the rise of Sparta. This shift in power had long-lasting consequences for the region and the world. The Peloponnesian War was a major conflict between Athens and Sparta that lasted from 431 to 404 BC. It was a devastating war that had a profound impact on the Greek world. Athens, the leading power in the region, was weakened by the war and eventually forced to surrender to Sparta. This shift in power allowed Sparta to become the dominant force in the region, and it would remain so for the next two centuries. The war also had a major impact on the economy, culture, and politics of the Greek world. The war caused a decline in trade and commerce, and it also led to a decrease in the population of Athens. The war also caused a shift in the political landscape, with Sparta becoming the dominant power in the region. The war also had a major impact on the culture of the region, with the Spartans becoming the dominant cultural force in the region. The war also had a major impact on the philosophical and scientific thought of the region, with the Spartans becoming the dominant force in the region. The war had a major impact on the Greek world, leading to the decline of Athens and the rise of Sparta. This shift in power had long-lasting consequences for the region and the world. Athens, which had been the leading power in the region, was weakened by the war and eventually forced to surrender to Sparta. This allowed Sparta to become the dominant power in the region, and it would remain so for the next two centuries. The war also had a major impact on the economy, culture, and politics of the Greek world. The war caused a decline in trade and commerce, and it also led to a decrease in the population of Athens. The war also caused a shift in the political landscape, with Sparta becoming the dominant power in the region. The war also had a major impact on the culture of the region, with the Spartans becoming the dominant cultural force in the region. The war also had a major impact on the philosophical and scientific thought of the region, with the Spartans becoming the dominant force in the region. Main idea number 5. Thucydides wrote a detailed account of the war, which is considered one of the most important works of ancient history. Idea summary: Thucydides wrote a detailed account of the Peloponnesian War, which is considered one of the most important works of ancient history. His work provides an invaluable insight into the events of the war and the motivations of the participants. Thucydides wrote a detailed account of the Peloponnesian War, which is considered one of the most important works of ancient history. His work provides an invaluable insight into the events of the war and the motivations of the participants. Thucydides' account of the war is comprehensive and detailed, covering the causes of the war, the strategies employed by both sides, and the consequences of the conflict. He also provides a vivid description of the battles and sieges that took place during the war, as well as the political and social changes that occurred in the Greek world as a result of the conflict. Thucydides' work is an invaluable source of information for anyone interested in the history of the Peloponnesian War and its impact on the ancient world. Thucydides' account of the war is also notable for its analysis of the motivations of the participants. He examines the political and economic factors that led to the war, as well as the personal ambitions of the leaders involved. He also provides an insightful look into the psychology of the combatants, exploring the emotions and motivations that drove them to fight. Thucydides' work is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in understanding the causes and consequences of the Peloponnesian War. The History of the Peloponnesian War by Thucydides is an essential work for anyone interested in the history of the ancient world. It provides an invaluable insight into the events of the war and the motivations of the participants, as well as a vivid description of the battles and sieges that took place during the conflict. Thucydides' work is an invaluable source of information for anyone interested in the history of the Peloponnesian War and its impact on the ancient world. Main idea number 6. The war was fought between two alliances, the Delian League led by Athens and the Peloponnesian League led by Sparta. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was fought between two alliances, the Delian League led by Athens and the Peloponnesian League led by Sparta. This conflict pitted the two major Greek city-states against each other in a long and devastating war. The Peloponnesian War was a conflict between two major Greek city-states, the Delian League led by Athens and the Peloponnesian League led by Sparta. This war lasted for 27 years, from 431 BC to 404 BC, and was fought on land and sea. It was a conflict between two powerful alliances, each of which had its own allies and supporters. The Delian League was formed in 478 BC and was led by Athens. It was a defensive alliance of Greek city-states, formed to protect against the threat of Persian invasion. The Peloponnesian League was formed in the early 5th century BC and was led by Sparta. It was an alliance of Greek city-states, formed to protect against the threat of Athenian domination. The war was fought on multiple fronts, with both sides engaging in naval battles, sieges, and land battles. The war ended in 404 BC with the defeat of Athens and the dissolution of the Delian League. The Peloponnesian War was a devastating conflict that had a lasting impact on the Greek world and the Mediterranean region. It marked the end of the Golden Age of Greece and ushered in a period of political and social upheaval. Main idea number 7. The war was marked by a series of major battles, including the Battle of Pylos, the Battle of Delium, and the Battle of Mantinea. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of major battles, including the Battle of Pylos, the Battle of Delium, and the Battle of Mantinea. These battles had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of major battles, including the Battle of Pylos, the Battle of Delium, and the Battle of Mantinea. These battles had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Battle of Pylos was fought in 425 BC between the Athenians and the Spartans. The Athenians were victorious, and this victory allowed them to gain control of the island of Sphacteria. The Battle of Delium was fought in 424 BC between the Athenians and the Boeotians. The Athenians were victorious, and this victory allowed them to gain control of the strategic city of Delium. The Battle of Mantinea was fought in 418 BC between the Spartans and the Argives. The Spartans were victorious, and this victory allowed them to gain control of the city of Mantinea. These battles were crucial in determining the outcome of the war, and they had a lasting impact on the Greek world. Main idea number 8. The war was marked by a series of sieges, including the Siege of Plataea and the Siege of Potidaea. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of sieges, including the Siege of Plataea and the Siege of Potidaea. These sieges were often long and brutal, and had a major impact on the course of the war. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of sieges, including the Siege of Plataea and the Siege of Potidaea. These sieges were often long and brutal, and had a major impact on the course of the war. The Siege of Plataea lasted for 2 years, and was one of the longest sieges of the war. The Siege of Potidaea lasted for 6 months, and was one of the most intense sieges of the war. Both sieges resulted in the surrender of the cities, and had a major impact on the course of the war. The sieges of Plataea and Potidaea were part of a larger strategy employed by the Spartans to gain control of the region. The Spartans used a combination of military force and diplomacy to gain control of the cities, and the sieges were a key part of this strategy. The sieges were also used to weaken the morale of the cities, and to force them to surrender. The sieges were a major factor in the eventual victory of the Spartans in the war. The sieges of Plataea and Potidaea were a major part of the Peloponnesian War, and had a major impact on the course of the war. The sieges were long and brutal, and had a major impact on the morale of the cities. The sieges were also a major factor in the eventual victory of the Spartans in the war. Main idea number 9. The war was marked by a series of naval battles, including the Battle of Aegospotami and the Battle of Arginusae. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of naval battles, including the Battle of Aegospotami and the Battle of Arginusae. These battles had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of naval battles, including the Battle of Aegospotami and the Battle of Arginusae. These battles had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Battle of Aegospotami, fought in 405 BC, was a decisive victory for the Spartans, as it resulted in the destruction of the Athenian navy and the eventual surrender of Athens. The Battle of Arginusae, fought in 406 BC, was a major victory for the Athenians, as it allowed them to regain control of the Aegean Sea and restore their naval power. Both battles were crucial in determining the outcome of the war, and their effects were felt throughout the Greek world. The naval battles of the Peloponnesian War were fought with a combination of tactics and strategy. The Spartans relied heavily on their superior naval tactics, while the Athenians used their superior naval technology and strategy to gain an advantage. Both sides also employed a variety of tactics, such as ramming, boarding, and fire ships, to gain an advantage in battle. The naval battles of the Peloponnesian War were some of the most intense and decisive battles of the ancient world, and their effects were felt throughout the Greek world. Main idea number 10. The war was marked by a series of diplomatic and political maneuverings, including the Peace of Nicias and the Peace of Callias. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of diplomatic and political maneuverings, including the Peace of Nicias and the Peace of Callias. These attempts to end the war were ultimately unsuccessful, and the conflict continued until 404 BC. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of diplomatic and political maneuverings, including the Peace of Nicias and the Peace of Callias. These attempts to end the war were ultimately unsuccessful, and the conflict continued until 404 BC. The Peace of Nicias was signed in 421 BC, and was an agreement between Athens and Sparta to end the war. The Peace of Callias was signed in the same year, and was an agreement between Athens and Persia to end the war. Both of these agreements were short-lived, and the war continued until 404 BC. Despite the failure of these diplomatic efforts, they demonstrate the complexity of the Peloponnesian War and the various attempts to end it. Main idea number 11. The war had a major impact on the Greek world, leading to the decline of Athens and the rise of Sparta. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War had a major impact on the Greek world, leading to the decline of Athens and the rise of Sparta. This shift in power had long-lasting consequences for the region and the world. The Peloponnesian War was a major conflict between Athens and Sparta that lasted from 431 to 404 BC. It was a devastating war that had a profound impact on the Greek world. Athens, the leading power in the region, was weakened by the war and eventually forced to surrender to Sparta. This shift in power allowed Sparta to become the dominant force in the region, and it would remain so for the next two centuries. The war also had a major impact on the economy, culture, and politics of the Greek world. The war caused a decline in trade and commerce, and it also led to a decrease in the population of Athens. The war also caused a shift in the political landscape, with Sparta becoming the dominant power in the region. The war also had a major impact on the culture of the region, with the Spartans becoming the dominant cultural force in the region. The war also had a major impact on the philosophical and scientific thought of the region, with the Spartans becoming the dominant force in the region. The war had a major impact on the Greek world, leading to the decline of Athens and the rise of Sparta. This shift in power had long-lasting consequences for the region and the world. Athens, which had been the leading power in the region, was weakened by the war and eventually forced to surrender to Sparta. This allowed Sparta to become the dominant power in the region, and it would remain so for the next two centuries. The war also had a major impact on the economy, culture, and politics of the Greek world. The war caused a decline in trade and commerce, and it also led to a decrease in the population of Athens. The war also caused a shift in the political landscape, with Sparta becoming the dominant power in the region. The war also had a major impact on the culture of the region, with the Spartans becoming the dominant cultural force in the region. The war also had a major impact on the philosophical and scientific thought of the region, with the Spartans becoming the dominant force in the region. Main idea number 12. The war was marked by a series of atrocities, including the massacre of the Melians and the destruction of the city of Mytilene. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of atrocities, including the massacre of the Melians and the destruction of the city of Mytilene. These acts of brutality had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of atrocities, including the massacre of the Melians and the destruction of the city of Mytilene. According to Thucydides in his book The History of the Peloponnesian War, these acts of brutality had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The massacre of the Melians was a particularly brutal event, as the Athenians slaughtered all the men of the city and sold the women and children into slavery. The destruction of Mytilene was also a major event, as the city was completely destroyed and its inhabitants were either killed or enslaved. These acts of violence had a lasting impact on the Greek world, and served as a reminder of the brutality of war. Main idea number 13. The war was marked by a series of revolts, including the revolt of the Helots and the revolt of the Mytileneans. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of revolts, including the revolt of the Helots and the revolt of the Mytileneans. These rebellions had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of revolts, including the revolt of the Helots and the revolt of the Mytileneans. According to Thucydides in his book The History of the Peloponnesian War, These rebellions had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The revolt of the Helots, a class of serfs in ancient Sparta, was a major factor in the war. The Helots were a large and powerful group, and their revolt threatened to destabilize the Spartan state. The revolt of the Mytileneans, a group of Greek islanders, was also a major factor in the war. The Mytileneans were a powerful naval force, and their revolt threatened to disrupt the balance of power in the Aegean Sea. Both of these revolts had a major impact on the course of the war, and ultimately helped to shape the fate of the Greek world. Main idea number 14. The war was marked by a series of naval raids, including the raid on Epidaurus and the raid on Cythera. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of naval raids, including the raid on Epidaurus and the raid on Cythera. These raids had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of naval raids, including the raid on Epidaurus and the raid on Cythera. These raids had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. According to Thucydides, the raid on Epidaurus was led by the Athenians in the summer of 431 BC. The Athenians were able to capture the city and its surrounding territory, and the raid was a major victory for the Athenians. The raid on Cythera was led by the Spartans in the summer of 425 BC. The Spartans were able to capture the island and its surrounding territory, and the raid was a major victory for the Spartans. Both raids had a significant impact on the course of the war, as they allowed the respective sides to gain a strategic advantage over their opponents. The raids also had a major impact on the fate of the Greek world. The raid on Epidaurus allowed the Athenians to gain control of the city and its surrounding territory, which allowed them to expand their influence in the region. The raid on Cythera allowed the Spartans to gain control of the island and its surrounding territory, which allowed them to expand their influence in the region. Both raids allowed the respective sides to gain a strategic advantage over their opponents, and this allowed them to gain a greater degree of control over the region. The raids on Epidaurus and Cythera were major events in the Peloponnesian War, and they had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The raids allowed the respective sides to gain a strategic advantage over their opponents, and this allowed them to gain a greater degree of control over the region. The raids also had a major impact on the fate of the Greek world, as they allowed the respective sides to expand their influence in the region. Main idea number 15. The war was marked by a series of diplomatic negotiations, including the negotiations between Athens and Sparta at the Peace of Nicias. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of diplomatic negotiations, including the negotiations between Athens and Sparta at the Peace of Nicias. These negotiations ultimately failed to end the war, and the conflict continued until 404 BC. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of diplomatic negotiations, including the negotiations between Athens and Sparta at the Peace of Nicias. These negotiations were an attempt to end the war, but ultimately failed. The Peace of Nicias was signed in 421 BC, and was meant to last for 50 years. It included a number of provisions, such as the withdrawal of Athenian forces from the Peloponnese, the return of prisoners of war, and the payment of reparations by Athens to Sparta. However, the peace was short-lived, and the war continued until 404 BC. The negotiations at the Peace of Nicias were a significant event in the Peloponnesian War, as they demonstrated the willingness of both sides to seek a diplomatic solution to the conflict. However, the negotiations ultimately failed, and the war continued for another 3 years. This failure was due to a number of factors, including the mistrust between the two sides, the unwillingness of either side to compromise, and the fact that the terms of the peace were not enforced. As a result, the war continued until 404 BC, when Athens was finally defeated. Main idea number 16. The war was marked by a series of revolts and rebellions, including the revolt of the Boeotians and the revolt of the Corinthians. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of revolts and rebellions, including the revolt of the Boeotians and the revolt of the Corinthians. These rebellions had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of revolts and rebellions, including the revolt of the Boeotians and the revolt of the Corinthians. These rebellions had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. According to Thucydides, the Boeotian Revolt began when the Boeotians, led by Thebes, refused to accept the terms of the 30 years' peace and declared their independence from Sparta. The Corinthians, meanwhile, revolted against Sparta in response to the Spartan invasion of their territory. Both revolts were ultimately unsuccessful, but they had a significant impact on the war, as they weakened Sparta's position and allowed Athens to gain an advantage. The revolts also highlighted the fragility of the Greek world and the potential for further unrest and conflict. Main idea number 17. The war was marked by a series of naval battles, including the Battle of Notium and the Battle of Sinosima. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of naval battles, including the Battle of Notium and the Battle of Sinosima. These battles had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of naval battles, including the Battle of Notium and the Battle of Sinosima. These battles had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Battle of Notium, fought in 406 BC, was a major victory for the Athenians, who were able to capture the city of Notium and gain control of the sea. The Battle of Sinosima, fought in 405 BC, was a major victory for the Spartans, who were able to capture the city of Sinosima and gain control of the sea. Both battles were decisive in the outcome of the war, as they allowed the respective sides to gain control of the sea and thus gain a strategic advantage. The naval battles of the Peloponnesian War were fought with a variety of tactics and strategies. The Athenians relied heavily on their navy, which was composed of triremes, a type of ship that was fast and maneuverable. The Spartans, on the other hand, relied on their land forces, which were composed of hoplites, a type of soldier that was heavily armored and well-trained. Both sides used a variety of tactics and strategies in order to gain an advantage in the naval battles, such as ramming, boarding, and outmaneuvering the enemy. The naval battles of the Peloponnesian War had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Athenians were able to gain control of the sea, which allowed them to maintain their naval supremacy and thus gain a strategic advantage. The Spartans, on the other hand, were able to gain control of the sea, which allowed them to maintain their land supremacy and thus gain a strategic advantage. Both sides were able to use their respective advantages to gain an upper hand in the war, and ultimately the Spartans were able to gain the upper hand and win the war. Main idea number 18. The war was marked by a series of diplomatic negotiations, including the negotiations between Athens and Sparta at the Peace of Callias. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of diplomatic negotiations, including the negotiations between Athens and Sparta at the Peace of Callias. These negotiations ultimately failed to end the war, and the conflict continued until 404 BC. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of diplomatic negotiations, including the negotiations between Athens and Sparta at the Peace of Callias. These negotiations were an attempt to end the war, but ultimately failed. The negotiations were conducted by Callias, an Athenian diplomat, and involved both sides agreeing to a truce and a cessation of hostilities. However, the negotiations were unsuccessful and the war continued until 404 BC. The Peace of Callias was significant in that it was the first attempt to end the war through diplomatic means. It was also the first time that the two sides had agreed to a truce and a cessation of hostilities. Despite the failure of the negotiations, the Peace of Callias was an important milestone in the history of the Peloponnesian War, as it showed that the two sides were willing to negotiate and attempt to end the conflict through diplomatic means. Main idea number 19. The war was marked by a series of raids and invasions, including the invasion of Attica and the invasion of Sicily. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of raids and invasions, including the invasion of Attica and the invasion of Sicily. These invasions had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of raids and invasions, including the invasion of Attica and the invasion of Sicily. These invasions had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The invasion of Attica in 431 BC was a major turning point in the war, as it marked the beginning of the end for the Athenian Empire. The invasion of Sicily in 415 BC was also a major event, as it resulted in the destruction of the Athenian fleet and the eventual surrender of Athens. Both invasions had a devastating effect on the Greek world, and their consequences were felt for many years after the war. The invasion of Attica was led by the Spartan general Archidamus II, who was determined to bring an end to the war. He led an army of 30,000 hoplites and cavalry into Attica, where they destroyed the countryside and laid siege to the city of Athens. The Athenians were able to hold off the Spartans for a time, but eventually the city was forced to surrender. This marked the beginning of the end for the Athenian Empire, as the Spartans were now in control of the region. The invasion of Sicily was led by the Athenian general Alcibiades, who was determined to expand the Athenian Empire. He led an army of 40,000 hoplites and cavalry into Sicily, where they were met with fierce resistance from the Syracusans. After a long and bloody battle, the Athenians were eventually defeated and their fleet was destroyed. This marked the end of the war for Athens, as they were now unable to continue their campaign against the Spartans. The invasions of Attica and Sicily had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. They marked the beginning and end of the war, and their consequences were felt for many years after the war had ended. The invasions also had a lasting effect on the political and social landscape of the Greek world, as they changed the balance of power and ushered in a new era of warfare. Main idea number 20. The war was marked by a series of naval blockades, including the blockade of the Piraeus and the blockade of the Corinthian Gulf. Idea summary: the Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of naval blockades, including the blockade of the Piraeus and the blockade of the Corinthian Gulf. These blockades had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The Peloponnesian War was marked by a series of naval blockades, including the blockade of the Piraeus and the blockade of the Corinthian Gulf. These blockades had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. According to Thucydides in his book The History of the Peloponnesian War, the blockade of the Piraeus was imposed by the Athenians in order to prevent the Spartans from receiving supplies from the Peloponnese. The blockade of the Corinthian Gulf was imposed by the Spartans in order to prevent the Athenians from receiving supplies from the north. Both blockades were effective in preventing the enemy from receiving supplies, and they had a significant impact on the course of the war. The blockade of the Piraeus was particularly effective in preventing the Spartans from receiving supplies from the Peloponnese. This blockade was imposed by the Athenians in order to prevent the Spartans from receiving supplies from the Peloponnese. The blockade was so effective that the Spartans were unable to receive any supplies from the Peloponnese for the duration of the war. This had a major impact on the course of the war, as the Spartans were unable to receive the supplies they needed to continue fighting. The blockade of the Corinthian Gulf was also effective in preventing the Athenians from receiving supplies from the north. This blockade was imposed by the Spartans in order to prevent the Athenians from receiving supplies from the north. The blockade was so effective that the Athenians were unable to receive any supplies from the north for the duration of the war. This had a major impact on the course of the war, as the Athenians were unable to receive the supplies they needed to continue fighting. The naval blockades of the Peloponnesian War had a major impact on the course of the war and the fate of the Greek world. The blockade of the Piraeus prevented the Spartans from receiving supplies from the Peloponnese, while the blockade of the Corinthian Gulf prevented the Athenians from receiving supplies from the north. Both blockades were effective in preventing the enemy from receiving supplies, and they had a significant impact on the course of the war.